This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
A measles outbreak that began at Disneyland in California has grown to more than 50 confirmed cases in multiple states. And this is a stark reminder of our nation's responsibility to protect our most vulnerable citizens. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Edwards, the Sarah H. Sell and Cornelius Vanderbilt Professor of Pediatrics, and she directs the Vanderbilt Vaccine Research Program. Welcome to the show, Dr. Edwards. So tell us about measles right now. You docs are seeing this again in our little small patients. Why are we seeing measles?
Well, first of all, the outbreak of measles that began in California has now spread where I think there are now the latest 88 cases. Measles is extraordinarily infectious. It's one of the most infectious agents of all. It can be infectious 4 days before you get any of the symptoms, so you can be perfectly healthy and be a disseminator of measles infection, and the infectiousness persists after you get the rash as well. We know that the measles virus can exist in the air and spread widely. We know that it can live on surfaces for over 2 hours, so it's very, very contagious. We also know that we're lucky to have a very effective measles vaccine. The measles vaccine is a live, weakened strain of the measles virus, and it's very effective. After the first dose of measles vaccine, it's about 95% protective. That dose is given at about 1 year of age. A second dose is given at 4 to 6 years of age, and that dose brings the effectiveness of the vaccine up to about 99%. So it's a really good vaccine. We also know that that having a large percentage of the population vaccinated against measles can often stop epidemics. But when you have people that are not immunized, those individuals can not only get the virus but also spread it. And so that if your immunization level in your community is about 90% or lower, then you can fuel an outbreak. And that's what we're seeing in California. There are a number of people that are not immunized. Most of the people that have been infected in the outbreak were not immunized. So they are very effective spreaders of the virus. So those are the most important things.
Well, so what is a parent to do if the vaccinated rate is as low as you say, and if you live in one of those communities? And I know some parents, this is a very hotbed issue these days, but I don't understand it, Dr. Edwards, because you have pretty much eliminated this disease. And if you're a parent in an area where there are unvaccinated kids, how do you keep your anger at bay and say, here you guys are now because of this choice you've made, and now you're spreading this pretty nasty virus?
I think that that is an important point, that in children, that if parents choose to not immunize their own children, not only are they not choosing to immunize their own children, but they're also putting other children at risk. And we know that the vaccine is very effective, but it's not 100% effective. So if you do live in an area where there's a lot of unimmunized other children, that puts your children, even if they're vaccinated, at risk. So what do you do? Well, certainly you make sure that your child has received 2 doses of vaccine. You make sure that during this time, this might be a time when you don't want to go to large areas of population, particularly if you live in California, and try and reduce the contagion. And also, we know that making sure that the people around you are vaccinated, so if there are people in your family or children in the family that have not gotten measles vaccine or 2 doses of measles vaccine, then they should be immunized. We also know that it's important for physicians at this time to remember measles. You know, in 2000, measles was declared eradicated, and so, you know, lots of doctors have not seen measles. So now, and particularly in areas that have had patients with recent outbreak cases, you need to remember that children that come in with high fever and runny nose and rash may have measles, and that's not something that we see often, so you have to remember that as well. I think that one of the things that we see about immunizations is that if we have a very highly effective immunization program, we eliminate diseases. And then people don't really know that those diseases are important. In with measles in the 1950s, before we began to vaccinate in 1963, there were about 4 million cases of measles every year. About 150,000 of those cases had pneumonia. 48,000 of those cases had to be hospitalized, and 4,000 of those cases had encephalitis, with 1,000 leaving permanent brain damage and 500 deaths. So measles is a bad disease. It's one of my all-time diseases that, I fear the most, because it is very severe. It's not just a little rash. It's not just a little cold. It is a severe disease that affects all the organs of the body and, really can cause severe, disease.
What about adults, Dr. Edwards? Should adults, if we were born after, as you say, 1963, when you began to vaccinate, do we need a second dose? Should we as adults go talk to our internists and say, do we need a second dose?
I think that, that may be helpful, and, certainly teenagers and adults without evidence of measles immunity should have documentation of two doses of, the vaccine. There is a way that you can check your blood to make sure that you have measles antibody. You simply do a blood test, and it can be sent to the lab, and it can say, yes, indeed, you have measles antibodies, so you're not susceptible. But, by and large, the easiest way is to document that you've had two doses of the, measles vaccine, which is given as an MMR vaccine, as a combination with mumps and rubella vaccine as well. In addition, there are also recommendations for people that travel that they should have their vaccines up to date. We know that there's a very large outbreak of measles that's going on in the Philippines. We also know that there are large areas in Europe, particularly in Switzerland and France, where there are people that are not immunizing their children, and, there's actually been more importations in the last few years of measles from Europe than there have been from Africa. So we need to make sure that if we travel, and particularly travel to areas where measles is still circulating, that individuals need to be vaccinated. Babies are not generally vaccinated routinely before 1 year of age, but if babies are going to be traveling, that we can give the MMR vaccine as early as 6 months of age, and, certainly babies 6 months to 11 months of age should receive one dose of the MMR vaccine if they're before travel to Europe or to other areas.
So in just the last minute, Dr. Edwards, and you've spoken so beautifully and made it so succinct and just a little bit scary, give parents your very, very best information about measles, this new outbreak, and what you really want the public to know.
So the most important things are measles is highly contagious. You need to be vaccinated. The total amount of vaccines, or two vaccines for children, will provide nearly 100% protection. The vaccines are safe, have been very well studied, and having a highly vaccinated population will be able to stop the outbreak. So, make sure your children are immunized.
Really great information, and so important. Make sure your children are immunized. Double check if you're an adult that you've been immunized against measles. As Dr. Edwards said, this is a very contagious, virulent disease, and it can cause lots of damage. So make sure that you are vaccinated. Talk to your doctor, talk to your pediatrician, and make sure that you are. You're listening to Healthy Children. And if you missed any of the great information that Dr. Edwards just gave, because she gave some pretty startling numbers about what measles did do back in the 50s before the vaccine, and it's proof that this vaccine works. So listen again, on demand or on the go, to RadioMD.com. The show is Healthy Children. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.